KJAN Sports.
And good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. It's time for a look at sports brought to you this morning on KJAN by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Well, state baseball action from Friday, the Class 1A quarterfinals. It was Kingsley Pearson with a 3-2 win in 8 innings over Martinsdale St. Mary's. Pearson pulled off an upset over the number 1 ranked St. Mary's in the opening game of the tournament, thanks to a 2-run comeback in the 6th and a run in the 8th inning. The Blue Devils had 5 hits in the defeat, which came from the bats of Cole Cassidy, Isaac Gavin, Carson Albert, Casey Carter, and Jack Franey. Martinsdale's season came to a close at 26-2. In the other 1A quarterfinals on Friday, it was Gilbertville Don Bosco defeating Calmar South Winneshiek by a score of 3-1. In action this morning at 10:30, it'll be Council Bluffs St. Albert versus Basin City Newman Catholic. And at 1:30, Remsen St. Mary's takes on Burlington Notre Dame. And the 2A quarterfinals get underway Monday at Principal Park in Des Moines. Well, the Iowa High School Athletic Association has approved a shortened schedule for the upcoming football season. The plan features a 7-game regular season with all teams qualifying for the playoffs. Teams in 8-player through 3A will play all or most of their previously scheduled district games, while 4A schools will be free to set their own 7-game schedules. Chris Cuellar is a spokesman for the Iowa High School Athletic Association.
We had to offer flexibility due to COVID-19 to our member schools and to our football schedule. The 9-game schedule that we had planned with multiple assigned games and lots of travel involved just wasn't feasible, especially in this environment.
Cuellar says the changes will allow schools flexibility to deal with COVID-19.
We learned quite a few lessons from the baseball season, including, you know, what missed games does to teams and the football season and the football postseason qualification, which is, you know, a passionate topic for a lot of people who follow the sport. It wasn't realistic in the way that COVID is interrupting activities. So by shortening the schedule, offering a couple optional weeks at the start of the season for schools that may not be ready or may not want to travel or may not be good to go week one, we feel like we're offering them that flexibility and the opportunity to compete in the way that they want to.
Cuellar says under the plan, a team's postseason hopes won't be ended by a positive COVID-19 test.
There's no penalty for missed games. If some team plays 4, some team plays 7, it's not a change to the system. Everybody's going to qualify.
Practice is still set to begin August 10th, and the first Friday of the regular season will be August 28th. In Major League Baseball news, Jack Flaherty pitched 7 solid innings, and Paul DeJong hit a 2-run homer as part of the Cardinals' 5-4 victory over the Pirates. You might have heard that last night here on KJAN. Flaherty did not give up a run until Jacob Stallings hit a 2-out, 2-run single just under the glove of first baseman Paul Goldschmidt in the 7th. Tyler O'Neill and Dexter Fowler added solo homers for St. Louis. Shane Bieber was fantastic in the Indians' 2-0 shutout of the Royals, striking out 14 while surrendering 4 hits in 6 innings. It was the most strikeouts by a Cleveland pitcher on opening day and the most for any hurler in an opener since Randy Johnson fanned 14 back in 1996. Cleveland did its scoring in the 6th inning on Oscar Mercado's RBI single and a double by Cesar Hernandez. Max Kepler homered against the White Sox ace Lucas Giolito in his first 2 at-bats to spark the Twins to a 10-5 rout. Jake Cave had 2 hits and drove in 2 runs for Minnesota. White Sox slugger Juan Moncada had 3 hits, including a 3-run shot off of Jose Berrios in the 2nd inning. Kyle Hendricks became the Cubs' first hurler in 46 years to toss an opening day shutout, scattering 3 hits in a 3-0 win over the Brewers. Ian Happ scored the opening, or rather opened the scoring in the 3rd inning with a 2-run blast. Anthony Rizzo added an 8th inning blast. The New York Mets picked up another season-opening victory with help from their returning slugger. Yiannis Zapatos belted a 7th inning homer, and 4 Mets combined in a 3-hitter in a 1-0 downing of the Braves. The blast came 2 years and 4 days after Zapatos last played in a major league game. Numerous leg injuries have kept him sidelined and caused him to accept a renegotiated contract last winter. Jacob deGrom was in vintage form as the 2-time NL Cy Young winner held the Braves to 1 hit while striking out 8 over 5 innings. Seth Lugo worked 2 innings for the victory, and Edwin Diaz got the final 3 outs to notch the save. And the Mets are 39-12 in season openers since dropping their first. Their 39-20 mark on opening day is the best in Major League history. Dusty Baker posted a win in his first game as the Astros manager, an 8-2 thumping of the Mariners. Michael Brantley hit a 3-run homer to back Justin Verlander, who struck out 7 over 6 innings of his 12th career opening day start. The Dodgers crushed the Giants for the 2nd straight day as Max Muncy homered twice and doubled in a 9-1 laugher. Ross Stripling allowed 4 hits, walked none, and struck out 7 over 7 innings to pick up the win. Mookie Betts notched his first RBI for Los Angeles and going 1-for-6, leaving him 2-for-11 since signing the richest contract in the National League. The Athletics celebrated a 7-3 win over the Angels after Matt Olson crushed a grand slam in the bottom of the 10th. The A's scored twice in the 8th to pull ahead, but Jason Castro's solo blast extended the game. Ramon Laureano was 2-for-3 with a walk, 2 RBIs, and 3 runs scored. Elsewhere in baseball, Eric Hosmer hit 3 run doubles in consecutive innings in his Padres debut to guide a 7-2 decision over the Diamondbacks. The Sac RBIs tied Hosmer's career high and backed 24-year-old right-hander Chris Paddock, who threw 6 scoreless innings in his first opening day start. Losing pitcher Madison Bumgarner allowed 3 runs and 4 hits over 5 2/3 innings in his D-backs debut. J.D. Martinez and Kevin Pillar each drove in 3 runs in the Red Sox 13-2 dismantling of the Orioles. Jackie Bradley Jr., Jose Peraza, Martinez, and Pillar each doubled as part of a 4-run third inning. Nathan Eovaldi gave up just 1 run and 5 hits, striking out 4 over 6 innings in his first career opening day start. Also in baseball, the Reds were 7-1 winners over the Tigers. Jesus Aguilar hit a 2-run homer off of Aaron Nola, and Sandy Alcantara pitched neatly into the 7th inning. The Marlins 5-2 verdict over the Phillies. Kevin Biggio belted a 3-run homer. The Blue Jays began their season away from Toronto by topping the Rays 6-4. And Lance Lynn struck out 9 in six sharp innings, and the Rangers inaugurated their new retractable roof stadium with a 1-0 win over the Rockies. Sports brought to you this hour by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.